Arthur J. Bresson Jr.'s Boys from 1969 is one of those elusive titles that lingers on the edges of film history, a work spoken about more than it is seen. Emerging at the end of the decade, it belonged to a moment when independent filmmakers were beginning to challenge mainstream conventions, experimenting with intimacy, realism, and subjects that rarely found space in commercial cinema. Yet unlike many films of its era that survived through restoration or revival, Boys has slipped into the category of lost works, leaving behind only fragments of its existence and the faint outline of what it may have been. This is Land of the Lost, Boys. Bresson would later become known for films that explored marginalized lives with tenderness and urgency, particularly within queer cinema. In that sense, Boys is often viewed as an early stepping stone, a project that hinted at the thematic interests he would develop more fully in later years. Made when he was still at the beginning of his career, the film represented a youthful attempt to capture something raw and immediate, reflecting both personal vision and the shifting cultural landscape of the late 60s. The era itself was one of transformation. American cinema was moving away from polished studio storytelling toward grittier, more personal narratives. Filmmakers with limited resources were carving out their own spaces, using film as a means of expression rather than spectacle. Within that environment, a small production like Boys could exist briefly, perhaps screened in limited venues or circulated within niche communities, before disappearing as prints deteriorated or distribution paths collapsed. What makes lost films like Boys so haunting is the way they become defined as much by absence as by presence. Without surviving copies, the film can no longer be directly experienced, leaving audiences and historians to imagine its tone, performances, and visual style. The title itself suggests youth, vulnerability, and perhaps a focus on relationships or identity, themes that align with Bresson's later work. But with the film gone, interpretation becomes speculative, shaped by the context of its creator and the cultural moment, rather than by the film's actual images. The loss of Boys also reflects a broader pattern in independent filmmaking. Smaller films were especially vulnerable to disappearance, lacking the archival support given to major studio releases. Prints could be discarded, damaged, or simply forgotten, and once they were gone, the film's place in history became precarious. For filmmakers like Bresson, whose work would later gain recognition, the disappearance of an early project feels particularly significant, like a missing chapter in an artistic biography. Today, Boys survives mainly as a reference point, a reminder of how much cinema has been lost and how fragile film history can be. Its status as a vanished work adds to the mystique surrounding Bresson's beginnings, inviting curiosity about what stories he was already telling at the close of the 60s. In its absence, Boys becomes not only a lost film, but also a symbol of the countless independent voices whose earliest expressions have faded before they could be preserved.